வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of November 1975 in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Devi Puran has got some description in different Puranas.
This is in Devi Puran. Vairav Bhairavi.
There are Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic Puranas. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Mahapuran. That is life. These artificial life has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam has described this modern civilization of artificial life. He says, Jarobidya sa mayar vaibhav. He declared all these artificial way of life, advancement of material civilization, means advancement of influence of Maya. Jaravidyasa Mayar Vaibhav. Expansion of the influence of Maya. Then, what is the result? The result is Anitya Samsare Mohajanmai. Jaravidya sa mayar vaibha tomar bhajane badha. Maya means forgetfulness of God. This is Maya. Maya means the more you forget Krishna, the more you are involved in Maya. Daivijje sa gunamai mama maya dhuri. So Maya's business is to cover you more and more as you forget Krishna. This is Maya's business. So therefore, expansion of Maya's influence means forgetting Krishna. Tomar bhajane badha. They are all the hindrances only to make spiritual progress and to understand God. So, what is the net result? The net result is Anitya Samsare Mohajanma. We are already attached to this material world, which is temporary. By this expansion of Maya's influence, we become more attached. Attachment is already there, but we become more and more attached. In this way, Jeev ke karo gadha, he is already ass, he becomes first class ass. Yes. Is that all right?
Completely.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura is an ass. He is already an ass. So he will go khara. Khara means ass. But he becomes a first class ass. So you find all these rascals, materially, they are all first class asses. That's all. Every day you find that in discovering new theory. Atom, electron, diston, dashton, not the jivatma. They remain the same as first class as, scientific as. They are finding out so many atoms, electrons, diston, dashton, not that 1/10,000 part of God, that they can refer. Kesagra sadhavagasa satadhakalpitasata jivabhagasavigya. They have not come to that point. That 1/10,000 part at the top of the hair is the jiva living in it. They have not come to that. Neither they will be able to come to that. Because they remain as, more and more as, first class as, AIS, OKS, and they are going on, the quality of as.
Then the atom bomb was exploded. Sir Rutherford of England said that this is nothing but the mental process. So real truth is somewhere else. His book is the highest scientist.
They are finding out a small particle is still going on. You are reading it the other day?
Yes.
So, smaller particle than the
but they found out. Real particle, they have not found. Real particle is 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. That they have found.
They find these articles, these particles in their machines called atom smashers. Take atoms and they smash them together.
But that measure means still they are measuring material. Aparayam, these are all apara, they cannot come to that. Itas vidhimi prakitim para. There is another atom. That these rascals, they do not know. Neither they will be able to come out. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam, these are all material. Itas vidhimi prakitim para. There is another atom. Hare Krishna. Where is that science? Aparayam itasya vidhi me prakritim para. That atom, jiva bhuta, that is living. This is a second, this is the rasna. The string hovering upon material particles.
No, but they get inkling of real higher source of all these things.
Higher,
slowly and slowly. When they have their own way.
Know what is that higher.
They have tried to know, sir.
This kind of will not help them.
We must give them no,
that is it. Panthas koti sarvatsa sambragamma bayura thapi manaso manipangavara sappasya abhichinta tatte. Still it will remain inconsolable. These rascals that do not know that. You have to simply hear from Krishna that there is another atom. Aparayam, these are inferior. Aparayam, itastu vidhimi prakritim para. There is another atom. What is that? That is jiva bhuta.
Yeah,
you have to take this knowledge from Krishna, not by searching out. How you can find out 1/10,000 part of it? It is not possible. You have no machine, no source of knowledge.
These particles that they have just recently found, the lifespan is incredibly small, 1/1,000,000th of a trillionth of a second.
Yes.
That's their lifespan.
Yeah. Lifespan.
How they measured it?
Whatever they say, we have to believe that, sir. Except Krishna, we shall believe everything. When Krishna says something, no, and these are all fictitious. There is no Krishna, and these are all imagined. And as a rascal says, oh, this is scientific. No, we are not so fools. We shall believe this scientific rascal. We believe Krishna. That's all. This is Krishna consciousness. We are not going to believe the scientific rascals.
All road leads to truth, sir. I mean, you should not be very harsh with the scientists. Huh? I'm sorry.
They are not scientists, they are rascals. I don't accept them as scientists. If they are putting forward theories every day, what kind of scientists? They're not scientists. Scientist means fixed up idea. It cannot be checked. Hare Krishna. That is scientist. Hare Krishna. Nahannate hannamane sari. Hare Krishna.
Just consider how great they are. They've managed to isolate one little tiny electron and one little tiny positron, and then they send one way, and they send one the other way, and then they meet, and they smash.
So what is the benefit?
But that's so difficult to do, you know, there are so many things
so
get in the way.
Difficult to do, you can count even, it is very difficult to count this sand. Can you count? It's very difficult, but you can waste your time in counting. You are a rascal, you can go out and shall count. But it is not possible. So that is rascal. It is not possible, they are doing that. Now it is, everyone knows there are some particles. Now go on, counting. Don't eat, don't sleep, go on counting. And Shastra says, even if you are able to count these, you will not be able to know God. Even if you are able, this is not possible to count. But even if you become so expert that you can count one day, still it will be abhijintata. There is a part that even one day you become the rolled sky. The sky is so big, you can roll it, just like you roll up your bedding. And even if you can, all the atoms constituted, it still will not be possible to not understand God.
Because these are mental processes,
there is
beyond the mind.
So, abhang manasa gocha, you cannot have it. Sutik pramana, you have to hear from the authority. Jaya. So, if you want to waste your time that way, you can do that. And next birth you become a dog, that's all. This human life you waste in this way. Dog's obstinacy. Krishna is all right. Come on, you become a dog. Human life is, even Chanaka Pandit says, Aisa kshana yukopi nalabha sarnakotivi. In one part of your duration of life, one moment, you cannot get it back again in exchange of millions of golden coins. Sarnakotivi. Such is nirathakam. If you waste that time unnecessarily, then you do not know what you are living, even from material point of view. This is Vedic civilization. Not to waste a single moment of life for useless attempt. That is Vedic civilization. Every moment should be utilized, especially for the human being. It's so valuable. And they are finding out sporting, swimming, surfing, simply all programs are wasting time, especially in the Western country. How much they have been melted, I see only in love. Elderly men of your age, of maybe my age, they are swimming and surfing. How they have been melted? Means of waste fishing. Yes, old man, they're sitting hours and hours for capturing one fish. Just see their civilization.
Because they are body conscious.
Whatever it may be, we see how they have invented various ways of wasting time, which is so valuable. That is our view.
To them, time is nothing, because time is eternity, after all.
Time is eternity, but your formation is not eternity. Your formation is temporary. Time is eternity. Thank you. No. Time is eternity, that's a fact. But your formation, asanlabhi, klesha, daya, asadeha, it is temporary. That's all right. You know, I know everyone. But it will simply give you pains, although it is awesome. That you do not know.
Body
is temporary, but so long the body is there, you have to suffer. That body may be ant's body or Brahma's body. So as soon as you get material body, you have to suffer. And go on examining urine and stool. And that is good way. Take some urine and find out here is life. That's all. They're examining very scientifically. Why don't you the dead man's urine and examine and find out some injection and give it to life? Life is gone away. So, and they are finding out life from the urine. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
It is very reasonable. They are finding out so many atoms, particles. But in the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said that all these atoms are apara, inferior. Find out the para, the superior atom. And that is life. Life to these articles, man, that you are finding so many, but there is another particle, which is 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the world. Find out that is life. that is superior, and quote Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam tasu vidhini pagitini para. Another. Give them information. Simply by reading one book, Bhagavad Gita, you become learned.
Scientists will say that we cannot find this jiva particle in our atom smasher machines.
You are blind, therefore you have to hear. A blind man is going forward towards the sea. So one who has got eyes, he'll say, don't go there. Then if you go, go to the sea. Because you are blind, therefore I am giving the information. Check it. Don't go there. You will not find.
But they do not think that they are blind.
That is the disease. That is the disease. A diseased man never thinks that he is diseased. He thinks I'm quite all right. But a physician will say, oh, no, no, you're diseased. He says, no, I'm quite all right. Cancer. And then after 2 days, finish. They do not know that why I'm dying. They think death is natural. But Bhagavad Gita, na annate annamane sarire. They have no brain to inquire. They hear his information that even after the destruction, the jiva does not die. But he does not inquire. He says, death is natural, let me die. This is blind. They agree to die. And Bhagavad Gita says, na annate annamane sarire. There is no death even after destruction. They will not inquire. So blind. So blind. This should be inquiry that if it is a fact that even after destruction of the body I do not die, then what is that position? That inquiry is also not there. They're so full. And that is human life. Atata Brahma Jigyasa, to inquire about the spirit, soul. Hare Krishna, Jaya. Hare Krishna, Jaya. Jaya.
The scientists will say that their particles are smaller than 1/10,000th the tip of the hair.
First of all, find out 1/10,000 then.
They make measurements with to the 22nd power, like a decimal point in 22 zeros and then a 1. We were just talking about quarks.
Quarks?
Quark, yeah. The quark is the things called hedons. And the quark is the smallest possible combination of elements that make a hedon, which makes up the protons and electrons. They haven't seen them yet. They just thought they might be there.
Again, maybe.
We were wondering, Srila Prabhupada, about all these people that are keeping alive artificially in the boxes. They have so many people in boxes in the hospitals they're keeping alive. So the big battle is raging whether or not they should pull out the plug.
Keeping life?
They have these artificial machines that pump blood and breathe and digest food. And they pump everything into the body and they keep it alive. What? So all the scientists are wondering if they should pull out the plugs because it wastes so much money.
There is some disease now that people enter in some coma. And with a machine, they keep them alive for 30 years. There's some lady, she has already 30 machines in 30
years.
So it's
still limited, 30 years. Not permanent.
No.
Then where is the solution? What is the solution? If after 30 years it is going to be collapsed, then what is the rule?
But it's the moral problem that they're having, isn't it? Not the sickness, but the moral problem of either killing off one person or letting him continue to...
Well, they have no moral. They are killing so many persons. They're expert in killing.
But they are afraid to take decision.
Yes.
They're very much confused.
They're afraid to take a decision whether to kill them or not by pulling out the plug.
You take decision or not, he will be killed. That you cannot say. You are becoming very much moralist whether to kill, but it will be killed. You cannot save him. That is not possible.
So they should just keep the machines going?
No, they should stop this nonsense and save money. That's all. Therefore they are called rascals. It will not be persisting. It is temporary. So why should you spend money? That is intelligence.
They examine those people and they say they have the same symptoms as plant life.
Yes.
Not more than that.
And in our list, the plants are there. Jalaja Anamulakhani, Sabara, Lakhavim. Sabara means plant. There are Jalaja, aquatics, and Sabara means plant. They are all living entities, different forms. Bhagavad Gita says, Sarvajuni Shukante. As many forms are there, I'm living in. What are these forms? Forms means the spirit soul is one and he is covered by these material elements. There is form. So either your form or my form, but the ingredients are the same. Bhumi rapana lovai. Soul is the same and the ingredients of the body are the same. That is explained in Vishobha, ekattam anupasate. Just like from gold, take from mine, you make earring or this finger ring. The ingredients are the same, the forms may be different. Follow airship, thousands of technologies and scientists were engaged to make this apple, and it burst out. They have no foreseeing power that it will burst out. At that time they began to pray to God.
I think President Ford said every American should pray to God.
Why?
In the Apollo thing, what burst, he said we should all pray to God.
Why God? Why not scientists? Pray to scientists. Why the order was for God, not for the scientists? Churches also, when the war condition was very, very severe and they are going to be finished, then he asked everyone to go to church and pray. That be victory, for victory go and pray.
Well, they were thinking God was on their side.
Yeah, but they are thinking of God, but in a different way, that God is my order supplier. God is not to be worshipped, but he has to supply as I order. Yes.
This book written by one priest during the war, The name of the book was Somebody Up There Likes Me, referring to God.
Still, he did not dare to utter the name of God.
No, he said somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody up there likes me.
As soon as you have written, God likes me, nobody would purchase it. Nobody. He's clever, somebody.
One devotee asked me, If the scientists don't know anything about the universe, then how is it they can predict exactly when there's going to be an eclipse of the sun or the moon for hundreds of years in advance?
That is very preliminary knowledge. That is not. Just like you can predict that after 2 months there will be winter. That does not mean that you are very advanced scientist. Any child can say. The rascal predicted that there is some comet and it never appeared. Therefore they are rascals. What is already scheduled, everyone knows. He can say that. Story about Kalidas. Kalidas was such a fool. It is a long story. It will take time. So he was sitting on a branch of a tree and cutting. So some intelligent man came, was passing. Oh, you rascal, you fall down. So he did not care. And when he actually fell down, you are so nice astrologer. What is astrology? It's a common sense. If I say at 6 o'clock in the evening there will be no sun, is it astrology? Even it is astrology. This astrology is known to everyone. Hare
Krishna. Anecdote where gopis, you know, when gopis' dress were taken by Krishna, he wanted these gopis to give away all their humility and humbleness, to show everything. Then only, unless you surrender to me, you cannot have any salvation. Mm-hmm. So when they took out all their dress and then went prostrated before him without any dress, then only they have become bhaktas. Like that Draupadi also, when Dushasana
took up. That is Mahavadi interpretation.
No, that is what I... So...
Why should you interpret? Gopis prayed Krishna, and all the Katayani Devi, that let Krishna become our husband. So Krishna fulfilled their desire. Because a woman can become naked only before husband. That is the problem. No other interview. Hare Krishna. Krishna said that with so many gopis died. So you wanted me as your husband, all right, I become your husband. Yes. Because for a woman, there is no shame before husband. So this is acceptance of husband. And so far, renouncing everything, they had already done that. Therefore, we take everything shastra as it is, no interference. Then simply by making oneself naked, you would have gone to Vrindavan. They interpret this. Mahavadis, they interpret in so many ways. Just to make this statement of Bhagavat a story, this is a real purpose. Hare Krishna, Jaya. Without being liberated, can anyone expect to become wife of Krishna? They are already liberated. These interpretations are there only to minimize the value of Krishna and the value of Gopi. Mayavad bhasya sunile hai sadhvana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned, if you hear the comments by the Mahavadis,
Then you are finished.
Why do people use spiritual things for material enjoyment when material enjoyment is available by itself?
That is another foolishness. It looks like material, but it's not material, it's completely spiritual. Your body is moving on spiritual strength, but you have no eyes to see spiritual strength, you see the body. And when the spirit goes away, you cry, my father has gone away. Why? My father, the father is there, the body is there. So you have no spiritual vision. Therefore, you are thinking that gopis realize Krishna is also material. Avajananti mang murha. This is murha's business. They are thinking spiritual activity of Krishna and material. That is avajananti. Parambhava avajananti. Parambhava is spiritual activity they do not know. Therefore, it is forbidden for a materialistic person to hear about gopis, pastimes of Krishna. It is forbidden. Because this rascal will take it as material. Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and other Goswami, they left everything in the material world. Tattvāthūrnam asi samandalapatisaniṃ sadā tuccha. They gave up everything. Bhutyādīna ganesa kau karunayā kau pīyam gopī bhāvāmṛtas. Then in Vrindavan they are thinking of the gopīs leela. So after giving up all these things, again they are thinking of material things. Gopī bhāvāmṛtābdhilahari kallolabhagnomi. They were thinking of gopis, pastimes with Krishna. So after giving up everything material, again material. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ramma kachid upasana brijavadhuvi jakal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after so much renunciation, so much vairagya, stick following the sannyas look, again he is recommending gopi. This is foolishness. Gopis lila is Krishna is completely spiritual. They do not understand, they think it is material. Therefore it is better not to go there. First of all, become experienced in spiritual life, then try to understand gopis lila.
Speaking about the blind person who is thinking that he can see, he's an illusion. How can we best to convince him that he is not able to see?
If you convince him that your eyes are imperfect, then you can tell. Just close your eyes. Can you see the eyelid? The closest, but you cannot see. Why? You have got eyes. When there is some particle and the eyes are closed, and find out where is the particle, why making this way, this way, this way. What is the value of your eyes? This is the proof. You cannot see even your eyelids. So why you are so much proud of seeing? Is it not?
Yes.
This is it. He can say that I cannot see on account of distant place, the planet, but he sees the nearest. So you cannot see distant place things, or you cannot see nearest. Then what is the value of your eyes? That means you can see only under certain condition. The condition is offered by somebody else. Therefore, your condition, your seeing is condition. It is not absolute. How do you believe your eyes?
The vision of the eyes is imperfect. We have to see by intelligence. from the authority.
Yeah. That is not intelligence. That is fact. Intelligence you should have. That power perceived by the senses. The senses being imperfect. All our perceptions are imperfect. That is intelligence.
So then one may ask, well, how do I recognize that this is the bona fide authority?
Who authorized? Another rascal. That's all. He's a rascal, another rascal. Just like Sabiri Varaha Ustakharai, Samastuta Purushapasu. A lion is being praised by the rabbit in the jungle. The rabbit is also animal, lion is also. So what is the use of a lion being praised by a rabbit? If lion is praised by a rabbit, does it mean lion is more than animal? Similarly, the so-called scientists, big men, are being praised by small rascals. That does not mean, on account of praising, he has become more than animal. He remains animal.
We see Krishna as the Supreme Personality, Godhead, but they see him as a common man like themselves also.
Therefore, there are murahs, abhijanansi mang murah. Only the murahs can derive. Abhijanati manu murah, manati manu murah. It is stated already.
Then how is it that some people do finally come to accept Krishna?
Yes, they come in the parampara system through Guru. But vijnana kinsa guru may work with that. You have to go to Guru to understand. You cannot understand personally. That is not possible. Therefore, our system is to see through the Guru and Shastra. Not by these naked eyes. That is misleading.
Then the key would be to recognize and appreciate the importance of the Guru.
Parampara. Guru is also not an authority by himself. He is authority by his guru, parampara. If he is coming in the parampara system, then he is guru. Otherwise, he is not guru. Just like what we are doing, we are simply repeating the Krishna's word, that's all. Therefore, guru. And as soon as I make addition and alteration, I am Guru.